Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cahill, and welcome to another edition of the Emerson Automation Solutions podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Sam Tiara, and he's a business development manager for the Europe, Middle East, and Africa as part of the Operational Certainty Consulting Group. And Sam's specialty is in energy management. Welcome to the podcast, Sam.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome to you, too.
Well, thank you very much. So, can you give us a little bit of your background and kind of how you got into this operational certainty consulting?
Well, it all started when I was about 14 and 15 getting into electronics. It was a hobby of mine, and, you know, buying experimental electronic equipment back in the early days of, I guess you would call it Radio Shack. We had a store chain called Tandy. And I just progressed into electronics and into automation systems and into information systems, and I focused on, if you like, technology and advanced applications for about 25 to 30 years and the various different application areas. And energy was something I was interested in going back into the early 80s when we applied variable speed controls to fan and mixer controls. So fan control, motor control applications, and then it just sort of expanded to more energy management across a site, and then as technology evolves, you then look at the application of energy management principles and practices to moving somebody from very reactive to a proactive environment.
Well, that's a fascinating path, because mine is somewhat similar, starting with 150 in one electronics kit from there to becoming an engineer down the road. So that's interesting to have those similarities. So I guess when it comes to energy management, what are some common concerns you hear from the manufacturers and producers around it?
The biggest, or the most significant feedback that we've received has been in customers actually have lost revenue because the incident of energy overconsumption in whatever process it is only analyzed after the fact. So that's one of the reasons we look at moving a client from reactive to a very proactive environment, so they can capture any losses and identify any areas of waste as soon as they occur, or even before they could possibly occur.
That's interesting that you kind of know you wasted it after the fact when you really can't do anything about it. So what are some things that we can do either through our technologies or the expertise that the operational certainty consultants bring?
Well, we bring probably a twofold benefit. One is in having experienced engineers and consultants who have worked in very rigorous energy management, or the application of energy management practices and technologies into almost any industry. So to support the expertise of the consultants, we also then have advanced applications that do allow you to move towards, for like, top quartile performance in the energy space. And you know, recent studies have shown that you can experience anywhere between 3% and 5% improvement in earnings if you take a very proactive attitude to energy management.
And I was reading, for some industries, energy consumption can be the largest part of the operational costs. Is that right for some of the industries we serve?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Jim. You can have energy consumption anywhere between 30% to 50%, depending on the industry type. So if you have a site that is very mature in energy, you may not be able to get the biggest savings, but there are so many companies, so many industries that are not, as we call it, top quartile performers, because energy has never been a major focus of many production plants. It is about production and throughput. With an emphasis on reducing emissions and reducing operating costs and having global competition, it's become a strategic imperative to many companies to look at energy management as part of a bigger sustainability program.
Yeah, that sounds like if we can get a couple extra percent savings there, that really goes right to the bottom line. So can you share any recent examples of engagements that you or the team has had?
Yes, we've had a number of engagements in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and you know, notwithstanding the work that's been done in North America and elsewhere, what we've actually found is that the single biggest opportunity is taking a holistic view of an entire process or an entire plant as opposed to maybe just one part of it. And Emerson's approach to energy management information systems gives energy management, energy engineers and operations people a site-wide holistic view in real time of energy as it's actually being used, and applying financial controls so that you can actually measure the performance of energy. And we've done that at petrochemical sites. We've had applications in pulp and paper mills, in tobacco manufacturing plants. And one of the earlier areas of savings has been on electrical monitoring, in looking at the electrical power consumption of heavy rotating equipment such as motors, compressors, and you know, big ID fans on boilers and things like that, to the amount of energy that we'd use in the conversion process at the, you know, the power plant, the conversion of fuels to steam and power, and there's significant opportunities there. We've applied energy management to distribution systems, so you're looking at the measurement of water, air, gas, electrical power and steam across a facility, such as using steam traps to capture reliability issues on pipes, you know, giving you significant amount of reduction in energy, reduction in emissions and improvements in reliability. So we have successes across the board in petrochemicals, in food and beverage, in pulp and paper. So it's very diverse applications.
Yeah, it sounds like that holistic approach of not just looking at a single unit or something like that, that there's opportunities that can be gained from across to really drive some of those cost savings. So for anyone that comes upon our podcast here, how would they go about engaging with the Operational Certainty Consulting team?
Well, the easiest thing would be to Google Emerson's Operational Certainty Consulting and scroll down for energy management.
That sounds easy enough to me. So there you have it. If you suspect at your place, or if you're finding out after the fact that you weren't as optimum in your use of energy and maybe emissions, Google, find the team, and get engaged there. Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jim.